When you're not closely analyzing each pronouncement from Donald or Ted or Hillary or Bernie, you might be thinking about transition. Yep, in less than a year, a new president will take the oath of office. Oy. A new law, though, is designed to make transitions go more smoothly. I spoke about the Presidential Transitions Improvement Act with Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service.
I think the key to this legislation is that at this point, Tom, there is nothing that requires an outgoing administration in any way, shape, or form to work with the incoming administration in that effective change or of power. So we talk about this is the place where there's a peaceful transition of power. On Inauguration Day, one president is done, the other president starts, and that's a peaceful transition. There's no riots. There's no anything else. It all happens smoothly and everything else. But behind the scenes, it isn't so peaceful, and it isn't so calm and everything else. And that's really what this legislation is designed to do, is to get the incoming administration to work with the outgoing administration to figure out what has to be done so that the transition of governing actually takes place in a peaceful way.
That's correct what you say, even though there is a constitutional transfer. In fact, sometimes the incoming and the outgoing individuals don't like each other very much. But when you get below that level, it ain't personal. And it would really help the incoming if, in fact, they could work with the team that is leaving.
Tom, you're exactly right. This isn't about personality or anything else. This is about effective governing and managing the operations of government. And if the incoming administration has not worked with the outgoing administration for whatever reason, and again, the legislation sets up an infrastructure for that to happen much more naturally now. Without that, what happens at 12 noon when the new president is sworn in and now DHS actually has to react to a situation? Who's really in charge there? Well, we know who's in charge by the Constitution. It's the new president. But is he or she and their new team fully prepared and fully ready to actually tackle whatever challenges comes about at that moment? And that, again, is really what this is designed to do, set up an infrastructure for the outgoing administration in a systematized way to work with the incoming administration. And, Tom, one of the things that I think is so great about this legislation is actually it requires the GSA administrator to appoint a career civil servant to actually lead this entire effort. So, again, the transfer of power from president to president is, as you said, sometimes a personal issue, but it's also a very political issue. If you've got a career civil servant who's actually helping to steer the ship during that time, that's pretty darn powerful. And again, I think that's one of the challenges that an incoming administration frequently has is you're bringing all these politicals in with you. You've got a set agenda, but you've also got a career civil service that you've got to work with. This is beginning to set the stage, I think, Tom, for trying to create more interactions and more interface between the political and the career leadership really on day one, if not before day one.
Because there's a difference between, say, a military action that could affect the United States, and suppose it happens at 11:45 and it's 15 minutes till the new president is officially the president and his BlackBerry is activated. That's one situation, but another situation is policy at the Agriculture Department, which could take months, you know, till people get the message. How can this help, say, an urgent situation, should that arise during, you know, Inauguration Day?
Yeah, so again, I think on the urgency or an urgent situation, I think what it begins to do is it's giving both the new administration and the old administration the go-ahead to say, you've got to be fully briefed on things. So frankly, if there's the transition of a new incoming president and a new administration that's coming in and there's something that happens just before or just after noon, if that team hasn't been fully briefed on what's going on and how also the process works in order to make things happen, you can imagine that there's going to be a higher degree of anxiety, a higher degree of a potential for something not favorable ending up happening. Again, if they're fully brought into the situation, if those briefings have actually taken place. And frankly, Tom, I think what this begins to do as well and ought to begin to do for the incoming administration is get them to think and get Congress a little bit more. And again, I think this is one of the signals is Congress has said, you need to start working together and you need to be able to govern on day one. Part of that next step of governing on day one is who are your key leaders that you're bringing in with you as president as well.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, Vice President of Operations, Education, and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, and getting away from the possible emergency situation to that Agriculture Department policy or GSA procurement and all of those kinds of things. It's probably a good idea for this transition effort to happen early in the sense that the people coming in will know what to do, at least in terms of how to operate as a newly appointed federal official, because they've had that interaction with the career people.
Yeah, know what some of the issues are, both the challenges and the opportunities that they're facing almost on day one. Know, you know, for lack of a better term, Tom, the movers and shakers, who within the agency can actually get things done. And again, having simply that opportunity to assess in a very different way now the landscape of the agency as they're coming in, rather than, you know, it's like a lot of jobs when you start the new job on day one, you're scrambling to try to meet people. Who do I need to know here? Who's just sitting next to me, right? The big difference there a lot of times. It's just getting your sea legs underneath you. What this legislation allows the incoming administration to do, I believe, is ensure that they're not first stepping on land on their very first day, that they've actually begun to get their sea legs under them already before Inauguration Day.
Now, there are written rules, ethics requirements, use of federal email requirements, all of those kinds of things, lots of them that you have to know, especially if you're coming in for the first time in the federal government. And with each administration, there are people coming in for the first time. But there's also unwritten rules. And I wonder to what extent that it's possible to transmit those, such as how you address the standing bureaucracy, how you talk to career executives. May not be the way you would expect in a business setting. There's no throwaway lines in many cases.
Yeah, Tom, I think you're exactly right. And I think that's actually the hope with this legislation as well, is it does get the incoming administration to think about not simply the policy issues and the operational issues, but also some of the do's and don'ts of government as well. And as you said, there are a lot of ethics rules. There are a lot of things that it's very clear that you cannot do. There are a lot of things that it's less clear, as you indicated, less clear that you necessarily can't do them, but clearly wouldn't look good for you to do them. And then that afternoon, have a story about it on Federal News Radio.
Well, that's right. You could walk in and say, well, that son of a gun that was running things before, that's over now. Now I'm in charge. That sort of approach is probably deadly, and you'll never get any traction if you start out that way.
That's exactly right. And again, I think that's what this legislation enables it to do. And again, I think ultimately what it is, it's a clear signal by Congress that candidates need to take transition planning seriously, and they need to think about it well in advance of when they're actually taking the oath of office.
Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.